This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. As it happens, tiger sharks have something in common with certain East Coasters.
During the winter when it's cold, they kind of snowbird down near the Bahamas and off of Florida. And then during the summer, they migrate north.
Neil Hammerschlag is director of the Shark Research and Conservation Program at the University of Miami. He and his colleagues analyzed 40 years of fishing catch data, and they found that as ocean waters have warmed, the sharks' range has shifted some 250 miles to the north. The sharks, it seems, are chasing their preferred water temperatures toward the pole. They also tracked dozens of tiger sharks with satellite tags for 9 years, and they found similar results.
So taken together, we have several lines of evidence that tiger shark distributions and their migrations are changing from ocean warming, causing their distributions and migrations to extend and expand further north, and in these northern areas, they actually occur earlier in the year from ocean warming.
Their findings appear in the journal Global Change Biology. This shift matters, Hammerschlag says, because tiger sharks are apex predators, and where they go influences the food web beneath them. The sharks are also moving outside marine protected areas and into places where they could be more vulnerable to commercial fishing.
What this points to is that these marine protected areas need to consider current but also future changes in species distributions from ocean warming. And they certainly have to be adaptive and maybe, you know, work with not only having marine protected areas but also other types of protections like catch limits and other types of more traditional species conservation and management tools in addition to protecting places.
Now, if you don't find the ecological argument convincing, Hammerschlag pointed out one more implication. Although shark bites are relatively rare, he says, if tiger sharks shift their range and warm waters draw more bathers to the ocean, that could up the odds of an unfortunate encounter beneath the waves. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.